We begin things this week with a look at some of the points of focus that came to the surface this past week in Trenton, along with a report on just how clearly government can be observed by the citizens of New Jersey. Here to share her insights is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Alyssa McCose. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's start with that transparency report. Administration Governor Christie and the state legislature got a C-plus this past week for, this is the quote from a report by the New Jersey Public Interest Research Group, their middling effort to improve public disclosure of the spending of taxpayer dollars, particularly for its large economic incentive program. And just as a comparison, ranks New Jersey 30th out of the 50 states in spending transparency, which is worse than New York, believe it or not, who ranked 13th, and Pennsylvania 24th, but better than Delaware, which came in at number 40, and to the surprise of probably nobody, California came in on the last of the list. And the website, by the way, that's used for this purpose by New Jersey, it's yourmoney.nj.gov. Now, I know there's been a succession of proposed legislation to continue the transparency, which many say was, well, less than forthcoming during the Corzine administration. And is this just an example of how low of a priority this has been for the current legislature?
Well, I think what you have is a situation where the complexity of the state budget and the monies that come in from the federal government and the monies that go out or filter through the state, it's very, very complicated. And as we've talked about here on the radio about my bill with Assemblyman Jay Weber, that would make a database that would be one central location. Right now, it's crazy to think that there is a very difficult, you can't navigate through each department easily to figure out where the money comes from and where it gets spent. So, and the Department of Human Services is a perfect example. That agency of all the agencies in the state has if not the largest budget, and it also has the largest number of contracted employees that are from outside of government that are paid to do the business of the department. So, a lot of confusing points, and I think it's I'm happy we're not at number 49, right above California.
Exactly. Now, and the report wasn't a total slap in the face for New Jersey. It said that the state provided comprehensive, easy to access checkbook level spending information, but limited information on subsidies. Noted that not all economic development programs disclosed recipients or clearly told the public what those recipients were expected to provide in return for taxpayer dollars. Again, the state website, if you want to check this out, if you never visited it, it's yourmoney.nj.gov. Financial information includes revenue expenditures, public payroll, pension information. That alone should be an amusing and annoying piece of information right there. And agency purchasing, as well as debt statistics. And, speaking of things along those lines of economically related costs, sort of a good news, bad news situation regarding sick days. New Jersey Democratic lawmakers and some advocates are pushing now for mandatory employer-paid sick leave. Their idea is to require employers to offer their workers 1 hour of paid sick leave for every 30 hours worked. Employees at small companies could get up to 30 hours of paid time off under the bill. Those at larger companies could get as much as 72 hours. And according to the stats, New Jersey has 1.1 million workers who do not get any paid sick days. The counter to this is it's another cost for especially the small business owners. And again, it would restrict the willingness to hire if an employee is going to come in at a greater cost to the employer.
Yeah, this again, you know, it's difficult enough to do business in the state of New Jersey. This would be one more added cost to businesses, and certainly it would also impact the state government employees, I believe, because I think they're pushing for everyone to get this, paid time, and we have a situation right now, a very difficult situation where often state employees go to leave a job and they want to be paid for their sick leave. So does this, add to that cost? And I don't know. I just think it's one more difficulty towards doing business in New Jersey.
Yeah, speaking of that, here's a couple of examples of the banking of the sick leave The Elmwood Park Police Chief, for example, he can cash out with $289,264. The Cliffside Park Police Chief, $262,630. Bergen County Technical School District Superintendent, $216,148. Here's an interesting name. He's also a member of the State House, the State Legislature, Nicholas Sacco. He's double-dipping as North Bergen Director of the Elementary and Secondary Education. He could cash out with $101,504. And when you take into account the state, the individual communities being restricted with the 2% cap, for them to cough up money like this, it's borrowing time.
I was just going to say, these municipalities and school districts cannot afford these payouts. They have to budget themselves. And if this type of, if someone announces their retirement and they expect to be paid that full amount, there's no way they can do that. So you're right. They'll have to bond for the money, or i.e. borrow. And again, just a very difficult situation.
I have the figure here. Let me just grab it real fast. The estimate, we always talk about the unfunded mandates for pensions and other ideas, but in regards to the estimated liability of banked sick days, municipalities throughout New Jersey, they put that figure at an unused vacation sick time for the employees. This is 2011. That's the closest numbers they have, at $880 million total.
Wow.
That is just sitting out there, sort of like you think of the Roadrunner cartoon with the anvil hanging over the coyote's head.
Yeah.
That's about what the community, the municipalities throughout the state are facing, an $880 million collective anvil right now. Mm. Talking with Assemblywoman Allison McCose here on Issues and Ideas. On the web at AllisonMcCose.com, the State House is njledge.state.nj.us, where you can look up bills, including this one is an interesting one, A2922. It's sponsored by a Republican from Ocean County, Assemblyman Ronald Dancer. And he is basically proclaiming that the use of flashing your high beams to warn oncoming drivers of speed traps to be protected First Amendment free speech, with the other argument being that, well, you're sort of doing part of the cop's job, because by flashing your lights and telling the driver to slow down, you're instantly making the highway safer.
Well, and again, this is something that, I think most people think of it as a courtesy to other drivers, that you're giving them a warning that there's a police officer ahead of them, I guess it's been done for years in New Jersey. I didn't even think about it until now. My 16-year-old's driving, and he said, "Why are people flashing their high beams?" I think that, I guess right now it's a violation, and I think Assemblyman Dancer's bill makes it clear that it is not. It's free speech. So interesting. It's definitely sparked a lot of dialogue. That's for sure. This bill has.
Well, also a little confusion too, because you said it's either state law or individual town laws that prohibit, or you can get fined for doing it, or mm-hmm. a ticket. But I found there was a 1999 appellate court ruling in New Jersey that said it's legal to do it. There was a two-judge state panel. They ruled that the state's law against misusing headlights, that's how it's termed, the misuse of headlights, that was never intended to prohibit a motorist from warning oncoming motorists that a speed trap lies ahead.
Yeah. I think that, I think that the reason it's considered a violation is because the police consider it someone getting involved in their enforcement of speed laws, I guess they don't want to
or getting in the way of their revenue collection to pay for all the sick days and the vacation days people are cashing out on. Therein lies the other problems. It all interconnects when you think about that philosophically at some point. Well, if you want to share your thoughts on these issues or bring to her attention something that is important in your community and your life, you can do that at AllisonMcCose.com. And watch out what's happening at the State House with legislation. You want to, next rainy day, sit down and make a day of it and look at the state budget. You can do that as well at njledge.state.nj.us. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District. Allison McCose, we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, and have a great Sunday.